Hey, good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning, taking a break from Open Line and joining us in studio. I think you just heard that person. And it's Candy Westbrook from the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce in this morning. Good morning, Candy. How are you doing?
I am great. Yes, people know my voice. I have people run into me sometimes, and I'm like, oh, you sound familiar. Are you on the radio?
So there yes, you go.
I am.
Yes, I'm the radio person. So anyway, Candy, a lot again. We're interesting weather out there, by the way. So it started out at 70 this morning. It's now down to 60. So you gotta love cold fronts. Well, Candy, originally scheduled to have a in-person CNN this morning. Unfortunately, it got canceled. But still looks like you have lots of information to talk about this morning.
Yes. Unfortunately, our host had a conflict and had to cancel. So we had to just kind of go virtual again today. But hopefully we'll be back next week in person. But speaking of that, though, great point, though. If we're going to be able to do these CNNs, we are seeking hosts. We only have a few booked in the next few weeks. And so we're desperately looking for some businesses to host our CNN. It's super easy. All you do is open your doors, let us come in and invade your space a little bit. But no, it's great because it gives people in your door and maybe potential customers, and then it gives everybody on the radio and live on Facebook an opportunity to get to meet you, know what's happening in your business. So it's a great opportunity. So I am looking for hosts or ideas on how we could change our format a little bit to make this useful. So call me anytime and happy to talk to you about it.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Yes. Okay. So a couple things. Well, for one, Miss Amy here from KGGF let us know. We had to mark our calendars. It's coming up June 5th. Well, it's a couple months, but still, mark your calendars.
Save the date.
That is when the radio auction is going to be held at Walter Johnson Park. So we're excited. I always love that. A lot of fun. And of course, new auction items. So good chance. Okay. Let's see what else. We had Chuck McFate from Daylight Defenders. They are going to have their annual Hot Dogs and History. That's at the Coffeyville Air Museum. That'll be April 17th from 1 to 4. And I love this. When Chuck sent us a little announcement about this, he said, you know, I don't know if everybody realized, but we have some major jewels here in Coffeyville. We've got the Dalton Defenders Museum. We have the Brown Mansion. We have the Air Heritage Museum. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, for one, you should visit them yourself, just so you know what we have here in Coffeyville. But when people come to visit your family, this is a great thing to show them, you know. Let them know all the great things happening in Coffeyville. And Sam, our visit director, is great about anytime we have families or groups come in town, she can make up little goodie bags, give out information about where to go see everything, even highlights of events that are happening, you know, if they're in town that weekend. So call us when you got visitors, and we would love to welcome them to our community. Kim Axon from The Yoke has some new hours. They are going to be lunch from Wednesday through Friday, 11 to 2. And then they're going to have dinner hours, of course, Monday through Saturday, and that'll be 5 to 9 p.m. Don't forget, they have hand-cut steaks, and that's on Fridays and Saturday nights. So stop in if you're looking for a steak. Yum, yum. I'm excited about this, excited because I'm going to put a challenge out there to the listeners today. The city, Coffeyville City Commission is going to have 3 positions open up for election this fall. And you're eligible to file if you are registered to vote and live here in Coffeyville. And then I really want to encourage some people to take a moment, think about maybe running for office. This is your chance to make a difference in your community, impact things that are happening here, have a voice. And, you know, I think we've really, our commission, I feel, has really grown in the last few years. Mm-hmm. You know, a few years ago, there was maybe just a little bit of, I'm trying to think what the word is. I don't know. It wasn't quite as professional as it is now. The group now, they really get along. They work hard for Coffeyville. They believe in everything. And we want to keep that spirit going. We want to just continue to grow our community and make things happen. So you can check out the city website. They have the details, the applications, everything. But highly encourage you to stop and think about it. If you have questions, call me. I'll give you kind of an inside perspective of what it means to be a voice here. So another date to put on your calendar, May first, just here in a few weeks, is going to be the very first Coffeyville Community Market, a.k.a. the Farmer's Market. It is down there on 10th Street in the parking lots, you know, behind landings and stuff. And they've really tried to open it up to not just produce, but, you know, jams and honeys and eggs and
lots
crafts
of different stuff.
And everything. Yes. And so they want to really continue to make that grow. The goal is, after a few weeks, seeing if they can get enough vendors, then we're going to start having live music and some activities, you know, things for the kids to do. But we're
just kind of make a day
that.
Of it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Make it fun. Keisha Johnson with KFAN, they are having a fill-in-the-gap fundraiser, and it's going to help provide support for Kansas families. You can donate on Facebook, or you can donate directly to KFAN. So they're working on that. Another thing coming to town on April 14th, so I think that is next week.
Yes,
next Wednesday. And it's only for a one-hour time, so it's very quick slot. But Jake LaTurner's office is going to be here at City Hall from 9:15 to 10:15. And that's where, if you want information on Social Security applications, passports, Medicare assistance, flag requests, I mean, he has all kinds of stuff. But his office is going to be here just stopping in our little community and helping out with some things. So if you want to know more about that, it's on... Let's see, I think we've got it on our newsletter and Facebook, and just call me and I can give you all the scoop on that. But that's April 14th. I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but Leadership Coffeyville class is back. I'm so excited. They had to take a break last year because of COVID, but they're back on track and applications are now open. You can contact me. I've got the application and I can give you the scoop. But it's really a fun, interesting class. Number one, it develops your leadership skills, but two, it gets you to know a little bit more about Coffeyville, our opportunities, strengths, weaknesses, and just how we can make this a better community. So really a really great, great class. And I, especially if you have a new employee to the area, have them give me a call. We'd love to have them in that class. And then the last two things, really nothing important, but it's just something that's been on my mind lately because I've been hearing from several businesses, but right now, staffing is a challenge for a lot of businesses, not just here in Coffeyville, but actually I found out on a conference call this week, this is kind of happening all over the nation. Workforce issues, having a hard time finding people to work. Lots of openings open. I know there's job openings. Every day I see postings for job openings. But a lot of those businesses, because they don't have staff right now, then the staff that are there are kind of overworked, trying to do their best, you know, they're stressed. And sometimes I know as a consumer, we get frustrated and we're mad and we snap at, you know, the person behind the counter, but they are doing their best. So I just want to kind of say, take a moment, breathe, and just appreciate that they're doing the best that they can. You know, I've always a firm believer. What is that saying about you attract more flies with honey or
you attract more flies with honey than probably I don't know than you do vinegar.
I know, something like that. I know, I forget, but I'm a firm believer of that. I mean, I could have someone in my office who's super mad about something, whatever, something happening in the community, and if I just take the time to listen and I'm nice, things will turn around.
Right.
Versus if you get defensive and you are angry, that person's going to shut down and they're not going to help you out. So if you're wanting as a customer something, be a little nice, and I bet you that person's going to help you out. So be kind to our staff.
And that's one thing I always do. I'm always be nice to the people because I know they're working hard. I mean, and I know that sometimes just, you know, being nice to them will help pick them up a little bit.
Yes.
You know, I mean, like when I go through some of the – sometimes I'll go through the drive-thru or something like that, I always say, hey, you have a fantastic day. You know, and I always try to try to at least give them something to – at least maybe if they're having a rough day, they'll go, oh, that's nice to hear, you know. So
yeah, it does. It helps. It makes a difference. So I did have somebody ask me the other day about our community newsletter. I've mentioned it on the radio a few times, but they wanted to know specifically how they get on that newsletter. This goes out every week, and we talk about news, things that are happening, you know, in the news right now, announcements, events that are happening in our community. I know last week we... I think in our newsletter I talked about they've got a new program out for renters. You can get assistance from the state. And then there's another program for Now I forgot. But anyway, there's always these new grants and programs and things happening, and we find out about it. And so get on that newsletter. Make sure you're always in the know about what's happening, as well as healthy tip living and just all kinds of information. So you can call the chamber. It's super easy. And just say, hey, I need it on your community newsletter. Right. So that's the easiest way. Or someone said, email. Okay. Got your paper. Here you go. It is C. Westbrook. So it's just my name, Candy Westbrook, C. Westbrook at coffeeville.com. Got to be easy to remember. Right. I like my email address. Coffeeville. I just put Coffeeville.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's
easy.
Really easy. So
easy peasy, nice and squeezy. There we go.
Email me and I'd be happy to get you on that. Or if you just have questions about events, activities in the community, or maybe you have an idea. I can't always jump in and do every idea, but I love hearing them. I love hearing about things that people want to change or grow or do. So call me, email me. I'd love to hear from you.
All right. So again, be sure to give them a call or email Candy if you have any questions. Also, they love when you come down there and visit as well.
Yes, yes.
And maybe you can get an icy too. Although the icy would have been nicer this morning when it was 70 degrees. Probably not right now with it being 60.
It's all that wind. It keeps blowing stuff in and out.
Yeah, it was wild. Even at 70 this morning, it was wild. So and now it's 57 degrees. So, yeah, man, the icy weather has gone away. So
It'll be back.
We'll be back up into the mid 70s tomorrow. So
good.
All right. Well, Candy, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate it. We love seeing you every week, and we'll see you again next week.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have more Open Line for you. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.